Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Owie! Oh, goodness gracious, it's just you. Well, I hope you aren't expecting me to show you around today because I am stuck in bed with a foot injury. Don't just listen to my fizzy foot. Well, you see, as Mayor of Flewsville, that I am, Mr. Schnooze, the Mayor of Flewsville, I spend my days riding my six-wheeled bicycle from emergency to emergency, most of which are caused by Martha and Waffle, of course. Yesterday, I arrived at a new emergency, and I was about to put on my bike's parking brake when Martha and Waffle jumped out in Halloween masks. And it wasn't even Halloween. Obviously, I'm distracted, and since my bike isn't in park, it rolls backwards over my fizzy foot. My doctor says I need to stay in bed for a whole day. No excitement, just calm and quiet rest.
Surprise!
Gar, what are you two doing in my room?
We felt bad about earlier when you hurt your foot, so we made you a get-well-soon gift basket. Ta-da!
Ow, you dropped it right on my fizzy foot.
Sorry about that, but you got a basket.
Well, I do like gift baskets, so yeah. Let's take a look. A duck call. A broken car horn. A jar of mysterious goo. And a miniature donkey figurine.
Amazing, right?
There were also fizz bars, but we ate them on the way over.
Pardon me.
Thank you for the basket of, junk. But the only things I really need are simple peace and quiet so that I can rest up and heal my fizzy foot. And an assistant to help me work while I'm hurt, so you two can go.
An assistant, you say? Interesting. Martha, a word under the bed, please.
Meet you down there, buddy. There are a lot of dust bunnies down here.
Ooh, they look yummy, but I just started a dust-free diet. I suppose one won't hurt. Nope, I was wrong. That hurt.
What are you two doing under my bed?
Don't worry, Mr. Schnooze.
Yeah, we know exactly what we're doing down here. What are we doing down here, Waffle?
We're deciding if we should be Mr. Schnooze's assistants for the day.
Waffle, that's genius! We'd be great at being assisting ants.
The only problem is, we're pretty big to the ants.
That's the best part, Waffle. Everyone loves giant ants. Let's do it!
What are you two doing down there? And why did dust come out of your ears when you coughed?
Mr. Schnooze, we have something very important to tell you.
Waffle and I have decided that we will be your assisting ants.
Assisting ants?
I knew it. We're too big to be assist ants, right?
Oh, assist ants. Well, that's very kind of you to offer. And if I'm honest, my assistant wanted post on Fizzed In has gotten no responses. I suppose all the other fizzies are busy working, so I'll probably regret this. But okay, you can be my new assistants for the day.
You're not gonna regret this, Mr. Schnooze.
We're gonna be the best ants you've ever seen. Buzz, wait. That's a fly. What noise do ants make?
Assistants, not assist ants. There is no ants in assistants. Now, your first assistant task is to get me, Mr. Schnooze, a nice smoothie. A delicious and nutritious smoothie can help the potty recover.
A smoothie? Oh, I love making smoothies. You just wait right here, Mr. Schnooze, and I'll go to the test kitchen and make you a special schnoozy smoothie right away.
Now me! I'm so excited for my ant task, I can't stop jumping on your bed! What can I do for you?
First of all, you can stop jumping on my bed while I'm trying to rest.
Done! I'm very good at this. Now what?
It would be nice if you brought me a big bag of ice from my freezer for my foot.
On it!
Martha, don't run in the house or you'll crash.
Hey, why is it so dark in this kitchen? And echoey! Where's the light switch? Oh, wait, the light isn't off. I have a big pot on my head. Let's just take this off. That's better. Now, where is that ice pack? In the oven or the microwave? I wonder how Waffle is doing in the test kitchen.
Bonjour! Welcome to Chef Waffle's test kitchen. As you can see, I am wearing a chef's hat. So, clearly, I'm an expert. Today, I'll be making a schnoozy smoothie. Now, for our first ingredient, I have chosen a lemon fizz bar. So, to begin, we unwrap and smell. Ah, it smells good and lemony. Now, I'll check to make sure it's ripe. Very good, perfectly ripe. So, now we add it to the blender and you want to listen closely to hear when it's nice and blended. So, let me just lean in and, oops. My chef's hat appears to have fallen in and been blended. And I look so good in hats. Oh, well, I'm sure it's fine. Now, next in the schnoozy smoothie, we'll add some potatoes. I wonder how Mr. Schnooze is doing.
Hello, Martha. Waffle, it's been half an hour and I have no smoothie and no ice. Hello?
Coming, Mr. Schnooze. Ow, why is it so dark in here?
Well, for starters, you've got a cooking pot on your head.
Oh, right. Mr. Schnooze, your ice pack cometh.
That's a frozen pepperoni pizza, not an ice pack.
Are you sure it's not a very skinny, very round ice pack covered in cheese?
You know what? It doesn't matter. The pizza is frozen, which means it's cold, and all I need is something chilly. So why don't I just use it to ice my foot?
Okay. I'll just attach the pizza to your foot with this tape.
That was a lot of tape.
Yeah! That pizza isn't going anywhere. Hey, are you hungry for pizza all of the sudden? I am!
Why is it so dark in here?
You have a cooking pot on your head.
Oh, yeah. Your schnoozy smoothie is here, Schnoozy. Just wait till you taste it. It's amazing!
Oh, don't mind if I do. That's awful. What's in this smoothie?
3 fizz bars, a potato, a chef's hat, and a spoonful of dirt.
Did you say a chef's hat?
I did. Would you have preferred another hat flavor?
No. Thank you so much, Waffle and Martha. I don't need anything else from either of you. You've done enough.
No. Okay, we'll be under the bed.
If you need us, just use the secret saying, ants pants.
Con confidentially, when I was just a wee fizzy, I used to be scared there was a monster hiding under my bed. Today I learned there's something much scarier. Martha and Waffle under my bed. They are ruining my day of rest and recovery. Breathe, Mr. Snooze. Ooh, I can't just fire them. I hate it when they get all upset and they cry for hours and hours and hours. Let's just take a quick break while I try and figure out how to handle my new assistant. And before they interrupt, it's not pronounced assistant.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Welcome back. I hope you had a good break. I spent mine trying to get a piece of frozen pepperoni out from between my toes. I failed. It's stuck there. But I did manage to think of a way to get Waffle and Martha to help me. I will give them a virtual task. You see, the virtual can't cause real pain because it's virtual, not real. Brilliant, right? Of course it is. It's an idea for me, Mr. Snooze. Now, let's give it a shot, shall we? Assistant! Fine. Ants, pants.
You rang?
Yes, I have a new task. You are going to update my Fizzbook page so that the town will know that their mayor is still here working for them, protecting them, earning their votes. But I need you to promise that you'll only post exactly what I say. Deal?
Deal!
Okay, type exactly this. Are you ready? Here goes. Hello, Fizzies of Floozeville. It's me, Mr. Schnooze, your mayor. And as many of you know, I had an unfortunate incident this morning and will be unable to work the rest of the day. But fear not, Sparky will be in charge of the day-to-day, and I will be keeping a virtual eye on everything. So chin up, cheer up, and no unscheduled breaks. Carry on.
Bravo! What a post!
It was like poetry.
Well, I am rather expert in my social media world. Let me just do a quick spell check on what you wrote, and then you can post it.
I already posted it.
What?
Oh, don't worry. I'm a great smeller.
It's true. Every day I ask her to smell check me. Watch. Martha, smell check.
You smell like dog paws.
Thank you.
I didn't say smell check. I said spell check. I'm not worried about how the post smells. Don't be ridiculous. Just hand me my phone. You wrote in all caps, howdy do, fizzaroos, Mr. Schnorgy here, rolled over feet with bicycle, ha ha, ha ha, this morgen not off to great heart, Waffle and Martha to the rescue, chicken, bananagram, Sparky in chag, love you all, cat emoji, soccer ball emoji, noodle emoji.
I think it was even more beautiful on the second listen.
It wasn't even beautiful. It was a disaster. It's filled with spelling errors. It's totally the wrong message. And mayors don't use emojis. You know what? I take it back. That post does have a smell. It stinks.
Huh. I think it smells like... a new phone.
Ooh, I love that new phone smell.
Look, Fizzies are reposting it like crazy. It's going viral. And here come the comments. Oh, Sparky says, wow, Mr. Schnooze is struggling. Luther says, maybe he should be riding a tricycle. Lol. Norm says, Norm gibberish. And now someone wrote, go Waffle and Martha.
That one was me.
Ooh, I'm gonna like your comment.
I'm gonna like your like. You wanna like my like of the like, Mr. Schnooze?
That's it. I'm finished. Who could trust a politician who posted something that wasn't perfect? Politicians never say the wrong thing. I'm gonna be voted out of office because of this.
Whoa! You're really fizzing there, Mr. Schnooze.
Martha, may I speak to you under the bed again?
What's up, Waffle?
Despite all our help, Mr. Schnooze is getting worse. I think his foot injury might be spreading to his brain.
Oh, no. A sprained brain?
Yeah, it's serious. You know what he needs?
A dust bunny?
No, a Martha pep talk. You're always able to cheer me up when I'm down in the dumps.
You're right. I'm on it. But first, can we eat a few dust bunnies?
Well, since we're here.
Sparky just posted a meme of a frog on a bicycle. What's that supposed to mean? Oh, wait, am I the frog?
Mr. Schnooze, I can't help but notice that you're upset. I think we should talk about it.
I don't want to. I'm a frog.
Now, Mr. Schnooze, you're not a frog, you're a fizzy. Let me sit down for a chat with you, big guy. You see?
Oh, you just sat down on my hurt foot.
Oops, sorry. I thought I was sitting on a pizza. Pizzas make good butt pillows. Are you okay?
Am I okay? Am I okay? Am I okay?
Mr. Schnooze?
Why are you laughing? Is it the brain sprain?
No, Waffle. I'm laughing because my ankle feels amazing. Martha fixed it when she sat on it.
Healed by a butt. Classic story.
Tail as old as time. Get it, Waffle? Tail? Like butt?
Like but what?
Do you know what this means? I can move around again. I can go out and talk to Fizzies face to face and clear up all this Facebook nonsense. My mayorship is saved to my six-wheeled bicycle.
Look at him go. Good as new. Boy, we did a great job today.
Yeah, we did. We may have to become his full-time assisting aunts. He obviously needs our help.
Yeah, he needs our big brains to back him up when he gets a brain sprain.
It's a lot of responsibility being brilliant like us.
Is that a frozen pizza stuck to your butt?
Yeah!
Oh, hello again. Sorry I'm a bit out of breath. I've been riding all over Floosville to explain that silly Facebook post and get the factory running again. It looks like it's all working. I have to say, Martha and Waffle may not have been the best assistants, but in the end... Oh, look at that! A new post on my timeline. Let's see here. It's an ad posted by Martha. It says, Waffle and Martha now available for hire. Professional aunts will work for Fizzbars, skilled in smoothie making, foot icing, and bicycle maintenance. Just ask Mayor Schnooze. Wait, bicycle maintenance? They didn't do anything to my bike. Did they? Oh, no! Oh, ow, my wheels fell off! Martha and Waffle!
You hear that, Waffle? Mr. Schnooze needs his assistance again!
Ooh, I'll throw on my new chef's hat and whip up a quick smoothie.
Oh, no. My ankle hurts.
Go, kid, go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.